Title: Jungle Drum Bus Saturation Staging in Ableton Live Beginner. All right, let's build a classic jungle-style drum bus in Ableton Live, and more importantly, let's learn how to saturate it without destroying it. Because here's the thing. Saturation is a huge part of that crunchy, weighty, forward jungle and drum and bass sound. But if you slam one plugin too hard, your drums don't get bigger, they often get smaller. Hats turn into hiss, the kick loses impact, and everything feels kinda flat. So today's focus is saturation staging. That means we'll use a few small, controlled layers of saturation instead of one heavy-handed distortion. You'll get grit and glue, but you keep punch and clarity. By the end, you'll have a practical drum bus chain using only Ableton stock devices, plus a parallel dirt return for extra energy when the track needs to lift. Let's get into it. Step 0. Clean routing. One drum bus. First, we want everything drum-related flowing through one place. Take your breakbeat track or tracks, your kick layer, snare layer, hats, tops, percussion, select them all and group them. On Mac, that's Command G. On Windows, Control G. Rename that group drum bus. The goal here is simple. All drum energy goes through one fader and one processing chain, so your decisions are consistent and easy to manage. Step 1. Gain staging before saturation. Now, before we add any saturation, we have to control the input level. Saturation reacts to level. Random input equals random results. On the drum bus, put utility first. Now play your drums and watch the group meter. Adjust utility's gain so your drum bus peaks somewhere around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS. A nice middle target is about minus 8 on peaks. If the break is already loud, don't fight it. Pull it down. This isn't about making it quiet. It's about making the processing predictable. Teacher tip: treat this like setting the working level for your whole chain. If you do this once, everything downstream starts behaving. Step 2. Pre-deck. Remove junk before you distort it. Next, add EQ 8 after utility. We're not trying to redesign the drums here. We're just preventing useless frequencies from getting distorted and eating headroom. Start with a high-pass filter around 25 to 35 Hz, steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. That clears sub-rumble that you don't really hear, but your limiter definitely hears. If the break feels boxy or cardboardish, try a small dip around 250 to 450 Hz, 1 to 3 dB, fairly wide, like a cue around 1.2. If your hats are harsh, and you can already tell they're going to get worse once we saturate, try a tiny dip around 7 to 10 kHz, 1 to 2 dB. Keep these moves gentle. You're basically cleaning the canvas before you paint. Step 3. Stage 1 saturation, the light harmonic edge. Now add saturator after EQ8. This is the first stage. Think of it like adding a thin layer of grit, not turning it into a distortion effect. Set drive around plus 2 to plus 5 dB. Start at plus 3. For the curve, soft sine is smoother, analog clip is gritterer. If you want a classic jungle bite, analog clip can be great, but be careful with cymbals. For beginners, soft sine is a safe starting point. Turn soft clip on. Now here's the rule that will save you years of bad decisions. Level match. When you add drive, it gets louder, and louder will trick you into thinking it sounds better. So after you set drive, pull down the output until the volume feels the same when you toggle saturator on and off. What you're listening for, the snare gets a bit more paper and presence, the kick feels denser, and the break moves slightly forward in the mix. Not louder, forward. Extra coach trick for a slash B comparison. You can put another utility at the very end of the drum bus chain and map its gain to a macro called a slash B match. When you compare processed versus unprocessed, use that macro to quickly match loudness. It makes your ears way more honest. Step 4. Stage 2 saturation plus punch shaping with drum bus. Now add drum bus after saturator. This device is basically a jungle cheat code because it can add weight, smack, and glue quickly. But it can also mess up your balance if you push it too hard. Start with drive around 5 to 15%. Try 10%. Crunch. Start around 5 to 20%. Try 10%. Crunch adds upper grit, which can be amazing for snare presence, but it's also a common source of spitty hats. Boom. Keep it subtle. Start at zero, then creep up to maybe 5 to 15% if you need weight. Set the boom frequency around 45 to 60 Hz for deep weight. If your kick is tuned higher, try 70 to 90 Hz. If cymbals get harsh, bring up damp, somewhere like 10 to 30%. Damp is basically your stop shredding my ears knob. Transient is big. If your drums feel flat, push transient up, like plus 5 to plus 20. If the break is too spiky and pokey, go negative, like minus 5 to minus 15. And here's a quick stop point listening guide. First, The snare gets clearer. Good. Second, the groove feels more forward. Good. Third, the cymbals stop sounding like metal and start sounding like hiss. That's the line. Back off slightly. Step 5. Optional glue compressor. Tiny glue, not a penke. If your drums still feel like separate layers instead of one unit, add glue compressor after drum bus. Set attack to around 3 milliseconds. That lets your transients through so the drums still feel fast. Release. Auto is totally fine, or set it around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Now lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Not constantly. Peaks. Keep makeup off at first. And again, level match manually if needed. The goal is togetherness. If it starts sounding smaller, slower, or squashed, you went too far. Step 6. Limiter for safety and headroom. Add limiter at the very end of the drum bus. Set the ceiling to minus 0.3 dB. Now watch how much it's working. Ideally, it only shaves off 1 to 2 dB on the loudest hits, and even that is a safety belt, not your main loudness tool. If the limiter is working all the time, don't just accept it. Go back and reduce drive, reduce crunch, or ease off compression earlier. Quick tip, if your limiter is constantly shaving peaks, a tiny soft clip stage earlier often helps more than more limiting. That can mean your saturator with soft clip on, but with low drive, just rounding edges. Step 7. Parallel dirt return for aggression on demand. Now for the classic move, parallel dirt. Instead of wrecking your main drum bus, we'll make a return track that we can blend in. Create a return track and name it Drum Dirt. On this return, add saturator first. Set drive much higher here, like plus 8 to plus 15 dB. Curve. Analog clip. Soft clip. On. Then add EQ8 after it. High pass at about 120 to 200 Hz. This is important. We're keeping low end clean on the main bus and letting the dirt be mostly mid and top energy. Optionally, add a small boost around 1.5 to 3 kHz if you want more snare crack. Then add glue compressor. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack fast, like 0.3 to 1 millisecond. Release on auto. Aim for 3 to 6 dB gain reduction. This is parallel, so we're allowed to be more aggressive. Optional. Add redux very lightly. A tiny bit of downsampling can add texture, but if you hear it as an obvious effect, it's probably too much. Now send your drum bus to this return. Start low. Around minus 20 to minus 10 dB send level. Blend it until you feel excitement, but you can still clearly hear your hats and the groove detail. Parallel dirt should feel like the drums got a shot of adrenaline, not like they turned into white noise. Arrangement idea. In verses, keep dirt low for a cleaner groove. In the drop, automate that send up by maybe 2 to 5 dB. And for fills, do quick spikes in the last half bar before transitions. That's instant jungle chaos without changing the main balance. Extra coach checks. Diagnose problems fast. Let's do a couple quick what went wrong checks. If hats get spitty or fizzy, it's usually too much crunch on drum bus, or you're hitting analog clip too hard with bright material. Back off crunch, increase damp a bit, or reduce the dirt send. If the kick loses impact, it's often too much post-saturation compression or limiting, or you're distorting low mids and sub that you didn't mean to. That's why the high pass before saturation and the high pass on the dirt return are so helpful. And remember, order matters. Try swapping the order of saturator and drum bus for 30 seconds. Saturator into drum bus tends to feel smoother and denser. Drum bus into saturator can feel more aggressive, more printed, but can exaggerate harshness. Keep whichever gives you the snare read without turning hats into static. One more safety move. If you notice brightness building up after all the saturation, put an EQ8 after the dirt stages, right before glue or limiter, and do a very gentle high shelf down. Something like minus 0.5 to minus 2 dB above 8 to 12 kHz. This isn't to make it dull. It's just to keep saturation from stacking into harshness. Mini practice exercise, 10 to 15 minutes. Here's a quick drill to lock this in. Load a classic crunchy break, immense style or anything similar, and add a clean kick and snare layer. Build the chain exactly. Utility, EQ8. Saturator, drum bus, optional glue, limiter. Checklist. Set utility so peaks are around minus 8 dBFS. Set saturator drive to plus 3 dB and level match output. Set drum bus drive to 10%, crunch 10%, transient plus 10. Now build the drum dirt return. Blend it in until it feels exciting but the hats are still readable. Then resample or bounce 8 bars and compare two versions. Main bus only, dirt off. Main bus plus parallel dirt. Write down what changed in snare presence, groove density, and harshness. That note-taking part sounds small, but it trains your ear fast. Homework challenge, quick but powerful. Make two snapshots of your drum bus. Snapshot A, clean punch. Snapshot B, drop dirt. The goal is, snapshot B feels more aggressive without being more than about 1 dB louder. Then do a translation test on three systems, your main headphones or speakers, a phone or laptop speaker, and very low volume, like whisper level. Ask, does the snare still read? Are hats turning into hiss? Did the kick get smaller after processing? Recap, saturation staging is a few small layers, not one huge slam. Gain staging first makes saturation predictable. EQ before distortion keeps mud and harshness under control. Saturator plus drum bus is a serious stock combo for jungle weight and crunch. Parallel dirt gives you aggression on demand without destroying your main bus. If you tell me what you're working with, pure break plus one shots, or a modern punchy kit, I can suggest a tighter starting preset and settings that fit that exact vibe.